name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Whether you're here, increasing in number, it's lovely to see you, or at home. We're glad to have you with us. And it's really quite an exciting day at Whitkirk. We haven't had a fun-filled day at Whitkirk for, well, quite some time. Well, obviously in church, you've all had fun-filled days at home, I'm sure. So there's coffee after the service. You're very welcome to join us for that. We ask at the moment, please, in the communal areas like we are now, if we wear masks, but then get your coffee, sit down, take your masks off and have a good natter. Not that anyone at Whitkirk ever does a good natter. And then later on this afternoon, we're delighted that there'll be a team here ringing the bells and inviting people to give you the chance to, if you feel agile enough, ascend the steps and have a go yourself. If not, you can watch them on a screen. There'll be a screen down here, the bells going round and people ringing them, so do join us for that. And then followed by choral evensong afterwards for Yorkshire Day. That's today, in case you're wondering. Oh, I've got some bands. Thank you. I've published the banns of marriage between Saul Long of this parish and Danielle, Rebecca, Marguerite, Lato, also of this parish. These are for the first time of asking, if any of you know reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness." Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are heartily sorry and repent of all our sins. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. When the wife of Uriah heard that her husband was dead, she made lamentation for him. When the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. The Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him and said to him, "There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought. He brought it up, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat of his meagre fare, and drink from his cup, and lie in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveller to the rich man, and he was loath to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the wayfarer who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared that for the guest who had come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die. He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added as much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, for you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, I will raise up trouble against you from within your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this very son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan said to David, "Now the Lord has put away your sin. You shall not die." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were at the place where Jesus had given the bread, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What sign are you going to give us then, that we may see it and believe you? Have you ever had that moment when you're planning a journey and you don't know really how you will get to the destination? Have you ever followed sat-nav, listening intently for the next instruction? Do you resort to the trusty, well-folded map for guidance? Or you simply choose to go it alone? How do you choose? Who and what do you trust? However and wherever our journey takes us, however we reach our destination, sometimes we do need guidance. We need a sign, be it electronic or otherwise. In today's gospel, the crowds following Jesus are on a journey. They've been fed with bread and fish, but they want more. Following him across the lake, they push him for answers. How can we do the works of God? What sign will you give us? Like the Israelites with Moses, they look back to this time in the wilderness journey. They were given manna to eat, But what, Jesus, what will you give us? Jesus shows the answer is the same. Trust in God. God gave the manna, and God has given us Jesus. He is the bread, the new manna, if only they will believe. Jesus seeks to take them beyond their physical needs into the spiritual. He has shown them that God will give them the food, and now he offers them heavenly bread, himself. This is a turning point for Jesus' followers. Those who stay to listen and to follow begin to gain a new understanding and trust. In beginning to trust that Jesus is from God, people start to understand the deeper significance of his life and death. Though, like the Israelites in the desert, they will misunderstand over and over again. To follow, people want more. More signs, more understanding. This has always been true, and the Israelites needed physical proof, and Jesus' followers wanted miraculous signs. That was then, and this is now, but the situation hasn't changed at all much. How do we decide the right path to choose? How do we know that we have made the right decision? Perhaps we could ask for a sign from God. We want to know what to do and hope that God will make it clearer. We want to walk in God's path, but how will we know we are going in the right direction? If this past 18 months has taught us anything, it has taught us to put our trust in God to lead us forward. Our senses have been bombarded with change, with loss, with pain, with moments of joy, and with some sense of the feeling, whew, we made it. It's no surprise that any sense of trust or faith in God might have taken a battering. But what sign do we need to see that God is still with us? Will we believe that God wants us to be involved in our whole lives, in the good and in the bad stuff, in all our daily lives of work, in our relationships with family and friends, in the way that we respond to our environment and to the world's troubles? But when there are so many voices to listen to, how do we know that it is God who is speaking? God's sign is simply Jesus, the offer of a relationship with him through Jesus. We know that we can become friends, not just followers of this man who is the bread of life. Jesus' answer is the same to us as it was to his followers, an invitation to come to him, to trust him. God's call is a relationship that fulfills our deepest spiritual needs. It is from the security and experience of this relationship that we can begin to look with more confidence at the decisions that we have to make. To know that God's promise of being continually with us in itself is just the sign. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Our prayers of preparation acknowledge the sign of God's presence here with us. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us, we will say in a few moments. In the gift of bread we receive into our hands, and the wine poured out for us all, we are shown a sign of God's love for us all. That he gave his only Son, who gave his life for us on the cross, that we might know of his love. For a short time when we gather as guests at God's table, the church becomes what it is meant to be, a community of strangers coming together who are responding to the sign, to the invitation of God. This sign from God is all that we should need. The gift of community in this place. The gift of Jesus' love present in word and sacrament. So do we trust God and use him as our spiritual sat-nav? Will we follow and put our trust in him to lead us on? Or Jesus, will we ask for more? Only you can answer that one. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Church of the province of Southeast Asia, its clergy and all who worship. In our diocese, we pray for those clergy who will be taking a break over the summer. We pray for their rest and refreshment, that they will know God's peace as they look back on the last 18 months, and be filled with God's energy as they prepare for autumn and the inevitable challenges they will face. We give thanks for those who will step up to lead services during the summer, and pray that they will be made to feel welcome in the places they go. Here at St Mary's, we pray for Matthew, Lynn and Rosemary as they continue to lead us in our worship, and for all those who contribute to our worshipping life in any way. We pray for our evensong service that will take place tonight, and for all those who will attend. As we look forward to welcoming the Yorkshire Association of Change Ringers this afternoon, we give thanks for our bells, for all bell ringers, and for those who work to maintain our church bells. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, energize, and renew. And may your church continue to be a source of comfort, hope, strength, learning, and joy for everyone. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in extreme poverty, those with no access to food or clean water. We give thanks for those that reach out to offer help and assistance in any way, and in particular for those who put their own safety in jeopardy in the pursuit of aiding others. Give to everyone an understanding of the extreme difficulties faced by people all over the world, and a desire to step up and help in whatever way they can. Lord God, guide the leaders of all nations to set aside their own ambitions and any differences with others in favour of collaboration, peace, compassion for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our community, thinking especially about the residents of Austhorpe Gardens and also for all students and teachers as they enjoy the start of their summer breaks. We give thanks for all who provide care for our young people over the school holidays, and in particular for those who run our local holiday clubs. We pray the summer break can be filled with fun, laughter, and relaxation, and all can return for the new academic year refreshed and ready to learn. We give thanks for our own community centre, and as we are able to once again open up, we pray it may be a place where people can gather to celebrate special occasions, to learn, to exercise, to enjoy the company of others. We are grateful for all those who contribute to the running of the centre, and pray for your guidance as we continue to develop it into a key focus for our outreach with our local community. We give thanks for all charities who help those in need and for those who give their time, talent and money to support. In particular, we pray for the work of St John's Ambulance. Loving Lord, we are grateful for all the gifts you have given us, for our community and our surroundings. Guide us to live our lives in a way that values and respects your gifts, protecting them for future generations. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends and give thanks for friendships old and new that have sustained us over the years. We think especially about any relationships that have drifted or soured for whatever reason, and pray for the strength, compassion and patience required to rebuild what has been broken. Loving Lord, draw close to each of us, our family and friends. Bring us all to your peace and comfort, and fill us with your spirit that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, for the sick, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Donald Townsley, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Jeffrey Lidster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown and Jennifer Mode. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died. Denise Hobson. And on the anniversary of their death, Nancy Bond and Beatrice Roberts. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. We meet in the name of Christ and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
for us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy. For Christ has risen from the tomb and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day the risen Lord walks with your gathered people, unfolds for us your word, and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so, with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending song of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, who gathered us here around the table of your Son to share this meal with the whole household of God in that new world where you reveal the fullness of your peace, gather people of every race and language to share in the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.